Good deal. Okay. Wow. You know, I got to be honest with you. I've got a love relationship going on that started before I met Jeannie, and it's still going on. Is it okay? Yeah. That love relationship is with God's Word. I better clarify that as soon as possible. There's nothing like the wonderful living Word of God. And many of us have been around for a while and have been exposed to the wonderful Word of God. And we've seen it work in our life. And we've continued to learn and grow. Because really, there is nothing greater. We heard that in the manifestations. His greatest gift was His Word. Man, oh man, it's the living Word. Without His Word, we wouldn't have the world. He spoke into being, right? Wow. So the Word of God is so critical and vital for all of us. Now, I know this year we've been talking about living the more abundant life now, right? And it's all about not what we do, but what He does, right? What He's made available. It's all about God's love and His grace through a knowledge of His Word that we can live. There's a great verse in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to take a look at that. It should be on your screen there. So if you want to turn there or read from the screen, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Now multiply, we're talking about heaven's math here. When God multiplies, it's not just the 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. He gets into 1,000 times. He gets in there. And so this grace and peace is going to be multiplied unto you through a knowledge of who? God and the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us how many things? All things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, does that cover life? Does that cover everything that we would be interested in? Yes. Yes. According as His divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to power and virtue. Virtue is superiority in all degrees. You're just the best in everything. So it comes through the knowledge of God's Word. And it's because of God's grace that we have this wonderful Word of God, right? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. So reading the Word of God is of utmost importance to those who are born again of God's Spirit. Anybody, even if you're not born again of God's Spirit, it's the greatest thing you could read. It's phenomenal. Yet, you know, for most Christians, the Bible is a closed book. There's statistics out there that say that vast majority of the believers, Christian believers, don't even read their Bible. And if they do, maybe once a week. Very few believers really get into the Word of God and make it their own. Have a love relationship with the Word of God. We have a love relationship with our Heavenly Father. This is His Word. We want to fall in love with the Word of God because it's the living Word. Man can't live by tortillas and burritos, right? But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So this Word of God is of utmost importance. Phenomenal. And it's through the Word of God, the knowledge of God's Word, that we've been taken from eternal death to eternal life. From without hope and without God to having His incorruptible seed in us, His being His child, and having the hope of Christ's return at any time. What a lifestyle, huh? Pretty fantastic. It's through a knowledge of the Word of God that that reality becomes real to us. Does that make sense? The reality becomes real? Really, through a knowledge of the Word. We put our heart and head into reading God's Word. So what I would like to do with you this morning is to help you, teach you how to read the Word of God more effectively. All right? I want to help you read the Word of God more effectively. And my goal is twofold. First, my first goal is to motivate and inspire you to recognize the gold mine that you have in the written Word of God. All right? Gold mine. Okay? So if you saw a hunk of gold on the curb, would you stop and pick it up? Or would you say, oh, that's a nice piece of hunk of gold there, worth $1 million? No, you'd jump on it. This is your gold mine of life. And number two, motivate and inspire you to read the written Word. Now, I know we have our Bibles on our phones, right? I've got them. I've got apps and stuff like that. But to me, the written Word in the book is just where it's at for me. And in our Wednesday fellowship, we're going to be working a series of teachings, and I'm encouraging everybody to bring the written Word of God. I was talking to a gentleman, Peter Wade in Australia, and we were talking about this issue of the phone, you know, Bibles on the phone, and can people really get, you know, anything out of this? And he said, I don't know, man. He said, a while ago I was teaching in this class, and I said, turn to Galatians 1:1. And it was like quiet. Because usually when you tell a group of people to turn, you know, you're moving pages and stuff. He hardly heard a sound. And he realized people were. So you know what he did the next time? For the next verse, he said, turn to Ephesians. No, he said, swipe to Ephesians 1:1. Swipe. So that's the new word. You swipe your to the next scripture. So if you're using your phone Bibles today, great. But don't forget your written Word. Okay? It's a great way to learn God's Word. So I want to share with you a four-step process. And this four-step process came from a book titled Enjoy Your Bible by G.R. Harding and Wood in the 1950s. All right? So four steps here. And I believe this will help you read the Bible more effectively. First step, how does a bride read a love letter? Yes. But the word I'm looking for is completely. Right? Boy, she gets a letter from her, you know, her husband-to-be. And man, if a man writes a letter, that's quite a miracle in itself, you know. Guys don't write these letters. So, you know, does she say, oh, that's a nice little thing he said? And no. Reads every word. And how many times do you think she'll read that letter? Many. Many times. I bet you're like me. I've got like a little jewelry case thing, and I keep special stuff in there. And I've got some special little cards and things that Jeannie's written me and my kids, little love notes and things like that. And, you know, I'll be getting stuff in there, and I'll notice this and just be reminded of their love and stuff. Pretty neat. My mother shared with me V letters in World War II. Now, my dad, they just got married a year or so, and World War II broke out. And so he was sent to the Pacific. He was in the Marine Corps. And their communication back and forth was what they call V letters. They're a special envelope thing, and everybody read those letters. I mean, they didn't want any secrets being revealed. If the enemy captured the mail plane, you know, and there might be some secret stuff in there. So, but they would write daily. And do you think she saved those things? She did. There's stacks of these V letters. And I've read some of them. And man, oh man. But you can imagine, my dad was gone for 2.5 years. And when he left, my brother, she was pregnant with my brother, 6 months or something. When he came back, he had 1 month leave during the war. Came back after 2.5 years. First time he saw his son. His son was 2.5, 3 years old. And then he went back for another couple of years before he came back. But, you know, love letters. This is your love book. Read God's word completely. Just don't, okay, I've got to read my verse today and just, I'm done. No, if you, you know, if you love someone, you're not going to, oh, hi, Jeannie, great to see you, bye. No, you're going to hang out and rub shoulders and those kind of things, right? You're going to spend some time. Have a complete relationship here. So, the first step is what? Read the Bible completely, like a love letter. All right. Now, the second step is, how does a traveler consult a roadmap? How does a traveler consult a roadmap? Constantly. Now, Jeannie and I went on a trip, and actually, this was, we went to Utah last fall, and this is when Matt and Kerr got married in Park City, Utah. So we made a trip and visited the different canyon lands and Moab and all these different places. So we traveled 2,000 miles. So you know what I had with me? My Rand McNally. This is my road atlas. And how often do you think I consulted to this thing? A lot. Constantly. Making sure I was on the right road, going the right place. It bugs me to be lost and go one way and you find, ooh, I went 100 miles the wrong way. And then you got to turn around and go back. So why chance that when you've got your road map and you can look at it all the time? God's word, right? We want to stay with it all the time, constantly, so that we are knowing where we're going, right? Where we're going, who we are. This is a big deal. You know, just a side note, the wedding we did with Matt and Kerr, they wrote love letters to each other. And they wanted it read at the ceremony, which is kind of unique. So, but it was precious. And Matt read, did I read Matt's? He said I couldn't handle it if I had to read it, you know. So I read his letter to her. And it was just so heart-melting. And it was about this long. You know, just beautiful. And I know that meant a lot to her. Well, Jeannie had to read her letter to him. You know how long that thing was? That long. But it was precious. It was so sweet. Communicating the love of God. And that's what this word does, right? What is John, 1 John 4:8, I believe, is that God is love. I think that's the right scripture. If somebody's looking at it and needs to correct me, please do. Because it's, we got to get it right, okay? So, God is love. So he writes love letters to us. And what do we have sown in our hearts? It says in Romans 5:5, for the love of God is shed abroad. It's flooded in our hearts. So we have the capacity to love, don't we? Yeah, so this love letter, we want to completely just read every word completely. And then what do we consult every day? God's word. Yeah, all right. So there's a scripture in Acts 17:11. I'll share this with you. And it says, Acts 17:11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. And it refers to those in Berea. in the context there. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word. Okay, why were they more noble? Because they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily. They consulted the scriptures daily, daily, whether these things be so. So we want to read God's word constantly, every day. We should have some kind of thing that we've worked out with the Father where we're reading the scriptures. What I do in the morning, I pray and different lists that we're praying for, and I'll read it, make sure I just read a chapter in the Bible. And then there's other things I got to work, you know, prepare for teachings and that sort of thing. But I want to make sure I'm always got my head in the Word. Okay, every morning I got my head in the Word. All right, ready for step three? All right, step three. How does a scholar study his lesson book? How does a scholar study his lesson book? Carefully. Carefully. You know, I remember as a student, you studied it because you didn't want to make any mistakes on the test. I don't know how, you know, interested I was in the material, but at least I'd get it right on the test. But for us, we're dealing with a love letter here, right? So we are scholars. We go to the Word and we read it carefully. Now, there's a wonderful verse that goes along with this. Any guesses what it might be? 2 Timothy 2:15. That says study. Show a diligent effort. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, we're rightly dividing that word. We're careful with the word. We've got to make sure we've got the right stuff. There's so many interpretations out there, but we know the Bible says that it's of no private or one's own interpretation. So, good. So we read it carefully as a scholar studies a lesson book. And finally, the fourth step is, how does a soldier obey a military order? How does a soldier obey a military order? Conscientiously. Conscientiously. Make sure you get it right. Now, I've heard of conscientious objectors, right? That's the opposite. You know, for us, we receive God's word because God's telling us what to do here. And so we want to be conscientious when we receive that word of God. It says in Psalms 119, 98 and 19, I'll read this to you. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Great. Who's our enemy? Satan, the devil, right? We got to be, he's sharp. He's a sharp, sharp cookie. So we need to be sharp too. And we've got to be conscientious on God's word and what it says. You know, God's talking to us, revelation, and in his word. So we stay put on that. The old devil wants to thwart our efforts. And when he tried to mess with Jesus Christ, what did Jesus Christ do? He's quoted the scriptures. It is written. That's what he combated the devil with, the written word of God. So this is the fourth step, how to read your Bible more effectively, okay? So let's review this. Let's review this. So we want to read the Bible completely like a love letter. All right. Then we want to consult it constantly like a road map. And then we want to study it carefully like a lesson book. And then we want to obey it conscientiously like it's military orders. All right. Will this help you a little bit in reading your Bibles and just Man, develop a love relationship with this Word of God so that if a day goes by and you haven't read the Scriptures, you feel, oh, something's wrong here. What is it? Oh, I haven't read my Bible. So you have that love relationship with God's Word. Well, let me leave you with Hebrews 4:12, because this really tells a little bit about how big God's Word is and how fantastic it is. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick, which means alive. It's the living Word. The Word of God is alive and powerful. Powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? It describes how fantastic our Word of God is. So enjoy your Word. Enjoy your Bible. We're doing in our Wednesday class, and if there's some folks that would like to join us Wednesday for this series, you're welcome to do so. What we've called it is enjoying your Bible. No. Understanding your Bible and enjoying it too. Understanding your Bible and enjoying it too. So it's going to be a great time as we look at keys that are in the Bible to help us understand it so we can enjoy it. Okay? So bless your hearts. Have a great life with your love relationship with God's Word. Okay? All right. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That was awesome.